Hey, good afternoon, everyone. We are up to day three, finishing what we start. And this whole entry is about the amazing feeling we all get when we finish something that we began with, and the very frustrating experience that we have when we start something and we don't get to see the fruits of our labor. I shared the story about Yoni Netanyahu of blessed memory, who gave his life rescuing those passengers from Uganda when the flight was hijacked, and he never got to see the fruits of his labor. He never got to see how successful that mission was because he was killed, the only one to actually have been killed of all the troops. He was shot during the rescue mission and never really aware that the mission he planned and for which he gave his life succeeded. Then I spoke about some verses from the Torah that talk about the exemptions in warfare. Lest the person die in battle. We talked about the three exemptions from the military, according to the Torah: someone who built a home but didn't live in it, someone who planted a vineyard but hasn't redeemed the vineyard yet, and third, a man who became engaged to a woman but has not yet been married to her. And the Torah says that in each of these three situations, that person is exempt from military service because, God forbid, the person will die in battle. And then the person who built the home will have to endure someone else inaugurating it. The person who planted a vineyard will have to suffer someone else redeeming it. And the man who's engaged to the woman will have someone else marrying his beloved. And these three individuals I described are singled out because we have to develop a special sensitivity to human life in general, but to further empathize with those who work hard to reach certain goals, only to have those dreams snatched away before those goals are realized. And that's what we discussed. And really, in general, the month of Elul is a time to develop sensitivity to what other people are going through, empathy, and so on and so forth. One thing I wanted to mention and to add, two ideas. Number one, that's why we have the concept of a siyum. When somebody finishes a serious part of let's say their oral study of the oral Torah, like a tractate of the Talmud, they do what's called a siyum. And it's really a celebration. It feels so good to have actually finished some part of the Torah and to then have a celebration. And we should all be zocha. All of us should merit to have many siyums in our life and study a lot. Maybe we can do a little siyum, if you will, when we finish this 40-day challenge. But I wanted to mention also that I don't want anyone coming away from reading this chapter and saying that it's all about finishing what you start. That's very important, and that's the focus and the goal of this chapter. But a lot of us sometimes find finishing something incredibly daunting. I've had a lot of students tell me, Rabbi, I wasn't raised, you know, in the religious community, and 613 mitzvot, I can't do all of them. And I always say the same thing: pick one thing. Start one thing, feel good about it. Don't think about finishing the whole thing, because sometimes that's going to prevent you from embarking on a new challenge. You know, if someone said, well, 40 days, but that's why I made these entries very short, because I wanted to make it bite-sized and doable, because, you know, a lot of us will just look at it and say, forget it, it's too much, I can't do it. And there is a Mishnah from Pirkei Avot in the Ethics of Our Fathers that speaks to this, very famous Mishnah in the Ethics of Our Fathers. Lo alecha hamlacha ligmor, it is not for you to finish the task. V'lo ata ben chorin lihibatel mimena. On the other hand, it's not for you to exempt yourself from it. And the Mishnah is trying to strike a balance with starting a new challenge, with taking on a new mitzvah, and to saying, you know what, when you're starting something, of course the ideal, and that's what this chapter, day three, is about, the ideal is to finish what you start. But don't prevent yourself from starting something because you don't know if you can do the whole thing. Then we won't ever dip our feet into the water, dip our toes into the water. We'll never try anything new. Lo alacha hamlacha ligmar, you don't have to finish everything. Nobody said you had to do it all. But v'lo ata ben charin lihibatel mimena, the rabbis teach. But you are not exempt. You still gotta, you know, you gotta do your hishtadlut. You gotta try your best. You gotta put your best foot forward. You know, there is another concept in the Gemara, tafasta maruba, lo tafasta. A lot of people feel if I take on too much, you know, you can end up with nothing. And that's why I tell a lot of people, start small, build it up. And it's no different than going to the gym. That's what this 40-day challenge is. You go to the gym and you want to build up, let's say, more tone, or you want to build up more bulk. You start small and you keep going. And sometimes don't even think about the finish line because it'll just prevent you from getting going. So we want everyone to get going. And in an ideal sense, when you put your mind to something, try to finish it, because one of the most wonderful feelings that any of us have is finishing something. When I learned in yeshiva years ago, my Rebbe was very into what was called bi'iyun, which means just in learning Talmud in not really thinking about finishing it, but just really sort of getting into the depth of the analysis of the Talmud and the debates in the Talmud and not worrying about whether you're going to finish it or not. This chapter is saying there's a beautiful thing when you make a siyum. And my bracha to all of us is that we should finish what we start, but we should never allow ourselves to prevent ourselves from starting something new because we don't think we're going to finish it. Lo alacham lachaligmor. It's not for you to finish everything in life, but you can't just, you know, make believe or just exempt yourself from starting. You always want to motivate yourself to do something new, to try a new challenge, even if you can't finish it. Ideally, and that's my blessing, we should always finish it, please God. But if you can't, start it anyway. Have a great day.